Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth. We're listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Thursday on this 30th day of November 2023. And today is a bittersweet day because the sweet aspect of it is we are going to have on the program today one of my dearest friends and favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, who has become extremely popular by many people in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience, according to the correspondence I receive from my listeners informing me how much they love this brother and hearing him on the show. His name is Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III. And he is the pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia. And he's also the author of an 8-volume commentary on the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity. We are going to be addressing a very important theme, the importance of nouthetic counseling, using the inerrant Bible as the blueprint for all we do. But today, the bitter part, the sad part is that we just learned this week that biblical counselor Lou Priolo has passed and has entered into eternity with Christ Jesus, our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King. Obviously, that was no bitter news to Lou Priolo when he passed into the eternal presence of Christ. But those who knew him and loved him on this earth are going through a period of mourning. And one such person is my guest, Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft, who was a dear friend of Lou Priolo. And today we are not only going to be discussing the importance of nouthetic counseling, but we're also going to be paying tribute in loving memory of Lou Priolo. And just to give you a little bit of the background of Lou Priolo, he was a graduate of Calvary Bible College and Liberty University, as well as holding a doctorate of divinity from Calvary University. And he was a full-time biblical counselor starting in 1985 and was the author of several books, including The Heart of Anger, which I actually, when I worked part-time for Calvary Press Publishing, who originally published that book, I had the privilege of having many conversations over the phone with Lou Priolo. But he also authored The Complete Husband, Teach Them Diligently, Pleasing People, and Resolving Conflict. And he was the editor of the Resources for Biblical Living, and these were this was a series of booklets published by P&R Publishing. And he was a member of the International Association of Biblical Counselors, a fellow in the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, and was director of biblical counseling at Christ Covenant Buckhead in Atlanta, Georgia. And he, as I mentioned, was already was the founder, I should say, of Competent to Counsel International. And he is survived by his wife, Kim, who had been married to Lou since 1987, and also their two grown daughters, Sophia and Gabriella. It is my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to address an important subject and to pay tribute to a wonderful brother in Christ now in heaven, in paradise with Christ, my dear friend, Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III.
It's always a privilege and enjoyment to be on your program, Chris.
And let me right away give our listeners our email address if you have questions for Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III. It is send your emails to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. Well, first of all, before we get into the primary themes of our show today, if you could once again let our listeners know about Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia.
Our church is a small congregation in Cumming, Georgia, and it is a member of the Reformed Presbyterian Church, Hanover Presbytery. We are devoted to the inerrancy and sufficiency of Scripture. We're devoted to the original Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechisms, and we are devoted to the Great Commission. Our people come from all over the place, all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of races, and God has woven them into one, and they come to our church because they know what they're going to get. They want to hear the Reformed faith and the Word of God, all of it, nothing but it. So it is a delight being the pastor of this church.
Yes, and it is an honor and privilege for me to be blessed by the generosity of this fine church for quite a while now, and to air advertisements for this wonderful congregation on a daily basis. And I hope to do so for years to come. And this is a church that I highly recommend everyone listening to this program who lives in the Cumming, Georgia area, or who is traveling through on vacation perhaps, or perhaps you have family, friends, and loved ones living in that area. I strongly urge you to contact them, to pay a visit to this congregation, worship with them, and also investigate more of the details that they offer on their website, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. And hopefully we'll be remembering to repeat that information before the program is over. Well, I think perhaps we should start off with a bit more of a tribute in loving memory of Lou Priolo. Perhaps tell our listeners how you came to know Lou and come to develop a wonderful friendship with him, and why you wanted to dedicate this program today to him.
I first met Lou Priolo, 40-some years ago. He and a handful of other people were members of a Southern Baptist church in a community outside north of Atlanta. And they came into the understanding of the Five Points Calvinism. And so some way or another, they knew me, so they asked me if I would come and teach a Bible study that would go into all the aspects of the Reformed faith. And I think that's the first time I ever met Lou Priolo. Since then, I've had him at my church. He's was a wonderful speaker. His books are very biblical, very readable. And Jay Adams was the most important teacher of counseling in the 20th and 21st century. Then when he died, that position Lou Priolo, who, in my opinion, was the most important counselor and teacher of biblical counseling in the United States. I think somebody told me this week that he counseled some 40,000 hours.
Wow. And people have already been asking me, after hearing about his death through the promotion of today's program in social media, how Brother Lou died. And from what I understand from you, the only thing you know about that is that it was a rare and mysterious blood disease, correct?
Well, we found out since it was sepsis.
Oh.
And it was blood poisoning, man. We don't know how he got the blood poisoning.
Was he in the hospital?
That's what God used to take him to heaven.
Wow. Was he in the hospital before he had the sepsis?
I do not know.
Okay. Yes, my 76-year-old brother Andy, who is in a nursing home, recently survived sepsis. And every nurse that I spoke with or woman who had experience in a nursing home told me that they never witnessed a patient who developed sepsis and lived. And thanks be to God, my brother Andy survived his bout with sepsis. I don't even know for certain, even though he's been told, if he realizes the magnitude of that and how seriously life-threatening his situation was. But I'm hoping that the Lord uses this to bring him, my brother, to himself, and that he gives evidence of true saving faith in Christ.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate all of my listeners praying for that end. And I also want to thank all my listeners again who were praying for my brother's healing and deliverance from this deadly condition he was in. And I'll never be able to adequately thank my listeners for lifting up my brother to the Lord's throne of grace. But that is a good place to segue into what we are discussing today in regard to the importance of nouthetic counseling. And if you could define that, because to many people, that might be a whole new word to them. It might not be in their current dictionary in their brain. So why don't you let our listeners know what exactly is nouthetic counseling?
Nouthetic is an English word that comes from a Greek word meaning admonish or exhort. And I want to read two verses from the 15th chapter of Romans where that word in the Greek occurs. And that's Romans 15, verses 13 and 14, that give you the basic qualifications for somebody that's going to counsel. And then it tells you what kind of counseling. Here's what it says. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to counsel, nouthetically counsel one another. In the New American Standard Version, it says admonish, but it can also mean to counsel. And Jay Adams was one of the pioneers of this over 50 years ago. And he was a friend of mine, a great guy. And he was tired of people calling their Christian counsel, their counseling, Christian counseling, just because they use some Christian words and baptize pagan psychiatry and psychology with Christian words, but the content was simply a mixture of pagan psychologists. So much of what goes under the head of Christian counseling today is not. It's just a baptized paganism. It's just using biblical terms, but defining them with humanistic meaning. And so I would recommend that the only kind of counselor, if you need counseling or you know somebody that needs counseling, the only kind of counselor that you want to go to or send anybody to is a nuthetic counselor. Everything else is counterfeit and synthetic. That is a mixture of Christianity and of humanism. And Jay Adams tried to be consistently and exclusively Christian and biblical in every aspect of his psychology and approach to counseling. His whole counseling technique is based on the inerrancy and sufficiency of Scripture. That the Bible, whatever the Bible asserts to be true on any subject is true, and it's divinely authoritative in everything about which it speaks, and in principle, it speaks about everything. So that basic presupposition undergirds every aspect of nuthetic counseling. You don't need to go to anybody else, any other famous psychologist or counselor to get your information for counseling one another. I want you to notice something else about this verse. Paul says, and concerning you, my brethren, and he's talking to the church, the believers in Rome, and concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are competent to counsel. So the people, all Christians are competent to counsel if they have these distinct characteristics. Every preacher ought to be able to counsel. Every Christian ought to be able to counsel. And we are competent to counsel if we have these three basic characteristics. Number one, in verse 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Spirit. So somebody who's competent to counsel is somebody who's going to be abound in hope. Hope in the Bible means confident assurance that God will be faithful to every promise that he's made in Holy Scripture. That when we look at life, we don't look at it in pessimism. We don't try to understand life and determine our attitude to it by what we see around us. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. We know that God will be faithful to everything he has said in the Scripture. And without that abundance of hope, we're not going to be effective counselors. I had a young man come to my church one time, and this is not the only time. And he came from a background where they were not reformed. And I asked him one time why he came to our church. And he said, because you're so hopeful. Because you have so much hope for the transformation of people's lives, the transformation of society. So people are looking for that hope. People that come for counseling are people who are relatively hopeless to one degree or another. And one of the first things I do when I counsel somebody is I read to them that verse in Corinthians that says, that God is faithful to give answers and solutions to every situation we have in life. That there's no situation in life that will be too heavy or too grievous for us to bear if we're trusting in the living God and walking by his word. That the problems that people face, thousands of people face the same problems, millions face the same problems. And they are problems that God is faithful to help us live through and learn from as long as we are getting our solutions from the Word of God. And just reading that verse, and that was not the verse, that was a paraphrase, but just reading that verse or pointing to that verse in 1 Corinthians 10 gives hope to people before you even start talking about their problems. Because they've been told by psychiatrists there's no such thing as solutions. Psychiatrists, psychologists, they cure is not in their vocabulary. That they don't expect any cure to the various psychological problems people face today. I had a man, 70-some-year-old man, his wife called me on the phone. I'll intersperse throughout what I'm saying with illustrations from my own life. This woman called me and said that her husband, who was 70-something, he worked hard for 40 years as an executive in a big business, and he'd been retired for 4 years, and he won't get out of bed. He won't do anything. He just has no motive for living, stays in bed. And they had spent a couple $100,000 on psychologists and counselors. And so they said, Mr. Moorcraft, you're just our last-ditch hope. I said, well, you can't beat my price. I don't charge. And so I went to see this man, very intelligent man, and I asked him, do you have any physical maladies? And he said, no. I said, what do you feel guilty about the most? And he started crying, and he said, well, I used to write my daughter letters every month. I had a good hand. I would write good letters. But I have not written her a letter now in months and months and months. So I got a piece of paper and a pencil, and I handed it to him. And I said, what would you write to your daughter if you were to write her a letter? He told me, he said, I would ask forgiveness for not writing her and not being a good father. And I said, I want you to write that letter right now. He said, I can't. I said, what do you mean you can't? You got a broken arm or something? What do you mean you can't write a letter? I want you to write that letter, and here's a pencil and here's a paper. So he sat there looking at that paper for a little while, and then he started writing this letter to his daughter. And the whole time he was saying over and over again, my doctor said I couldn't do this. My doctor said I couldn't do this.
Wow.
So modern counseling doesn't offer much hope. So if you're going to be an effective counselor, you've got to abound in hope. All right, what's the second trait? Verse 14 of chapter 15. And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness. That is, you've got to be a dedicated Christian. You got to have more than knowledge. You got to be applying that knowledge to your life and seeking to live a godly and a holy life according to God's law by the power of the Spirit of God. That you're not going to be an effective Christian counselor if you're a hypocrite. If your theology is all in your head and none of it's in your heart or your life. So we're not going to be effective counselors if we cannot point to people, here's what this has done for me. Here's how this has changed my life and my family life. We've got to be full of goodness. And then the third trait is also in verse 14. We're not only to abound in hope and to be full of goodness, but we are to be filled with all knowledge. That is, we must be a real disciple, and the meaning of the word disciple is learner. We must always be learning the Word of God, increasing our knowledge of that Word on everything. It says to be filled with all knowledge. Just not on those areas that satisfy curiosity or that we have a particular interest in, but we are to constantly increase and deepen and broaden our understanding of the Word of God on every area of life, because it does apply to every area of life. And so if we're not constantly studying the Scriptures and trying to understand it in its breadth and depth, both Old and New Testament, we're not going to have anything to counsel with. That shorter catechism and the larger catechism both say that the will of God is to be found in both testaments, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. If all we read is the New Testament, that's better than nothing. But we're going to get a perverted view of the gospel if all we read is the New Testament. So we must read and study the Old Testament. We must read and study the New Testament and constantly be filling our minds and our hearts with all aspects of biblical knowledge. And then when we abound in hope, when we're full of goodness, when we're filled with all knowledge, then we are competent to counsel. And Jay Adams wrote a paperback book that I highly recommend to all of your listeners, explaining the difference between biblical counseling and all other forms of counseling. It's called Competent to Counsel. The paperback is very readable. I don't think it has one footnote in the whole book. And a couple, 200 or so pages long. And if you really want to know what the distinctives are of nouthetic counseling, of biblical counseling, you must read that book, Competent to Counsel. The second book, and that's by Jay Adams, the second book by Jay Adams that everybody should have and read and reread and go back to time and again is called The Christian Counselor's Manual. And it goes through all kinds of problems that we face in the modern world. Family problems, personal problems, racial problems, all kinds of problems. And he shows us how to diagnose those problems in a way differently than the world does, and how to work toward a solution to those problems. One of the great things about Jay Adams' approach is that he believed that most of the diagnoses of mental illness were not mental illness at all, but as a result of sin in our life, a failure to look at life God's way, or a failure to respond to life God's way. And so it is a good book to show you why he said, and this is one of the places where he's criticized the most, where he said that most cases of mental illness are not mental illness. They're caused by sin. I'll give you one extreme example. There was a young woman who would always sit on the floor in a fetal position. She would not talk. She would not relate in any way. She was in her 20s, and she would just sit on the floor in a fetal position, to the point that all counselors had given up on her and put her in a mental institution. One of the members of the family didn't want to give up on her, so he called Jay Adams. And he said, would you come and visit my daughter or cousin or whoever she was? So Jay Adams goes into her room in the mental institution and asks the nurses to see her physical medical charts. He wanted, first of all, to see if there was any thing physically diagnosably wrong about her. And she was in good health. She wasn't taking medicine for anything. There wasn't any physically anything wrong with her. So he asked the nurse to go get two chairs and put in the room. And he sits in one room, the one chair, and he puts the other chair in front of him, and he says to the young woman, Susie, get up off of the floor and quit acting like a baby and sit in this chair like an adult. She gets up off the floor and goes sit in the chair.
Wow.
Because she was, Jay Adams was the first person to consider her a responsible, accountable person, not somebody that's mentally ill, but somebody that is made in the image of God and that is accountable, fully accountable to God for all of her actions.
In fact, I want to follow up on that woman when we return from our first commercial break.
That's all I know. We'll have to go to something else.
Okay.
That's all I know about it.
Okay, and we already have some listeners waiting to have their questions asked and answered by you. But if anybody else would like to join us, please get in line by submitting a question to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, city and state, and country of residence. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter, and I could readily understand this subject today since it involves counseling. I can readily understand that this subject may evoke questions that are intensely personal and private. So we will definitely grant your request to remain anonymous. But please, if it's a general question, give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Phil Johnson, Executive Director of Grace to You with John MacArthur. I've been a guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, and I highly recommend this show. But today I want to tell you about one of its advertisers, Rare Document Traders. Far and away, my favorite source for quality Charles Spurgeon memorabilia. Are you looking for that special, unique Christmas gift for your pastor or missionary friend or a loved one? Why not purchase a piece of church history that any believer would cherish? Rare Document Traders is your one-step source for Spurgeon's handwritten manuscripts and letters, as well as other rare books and collectible items from church history. In 15 years that they've been in business, they've earned a stellar reputation in the Reformed community with thousands of satisfied customers all around the world, including me. Visit RareDocTraders.com today. That's RareDocTraders.com. And look for their upcoming Cyber Monday sales. Don't forget to mention you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's RareDocTraders.com.
Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church, a Christ-centered, gospel-driven church looking to spread the gospel in the southwest portion of Long Island, New York, and play our role in fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting and sending for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're delighted to be a part of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio advertising family. At Lynbrook Baptist Church, we believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God, inerrant in the original writings, complete as the revelation of God's will for salvation, and the supreme and final authority in all matters to which they speak. We believe in salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This salvation is based upon the sovereign grace of God, was purchased by Christ on the cross, and is received through faith alone, apart from any human merit, works, or ritual. Salvation in Christ also results in righteous living, good works, and appropriate respect and concern for all who bear God's image. If you live near Lynbrook, Long Island, or if you're just passing through on the Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and join us in worship. For details, visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's LynbrookBaptist.org. This is Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church reminding you that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. May the Lord bless you in the knowledge of Himself.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureComm Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureComm Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureComm Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
We here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step-by-step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they are continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio this mind-blowing opportunity. They are giving us 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener, as long as that listener mentions Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when they make their purchase, whether it is something, a piece of jewelry that they already have in stock at RoyalDiadem.com, or whether you're having a custom designed piece of jewelry created. Just mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and we will get 100% of the profits. And once again, I want to thank my dear friend Jerry Johnson, who is a world-renowned Reformed Christian apologist and documentarian, most well-known for the documentary he helped to create, Amazing Grace, the History and Theology of Calvinism. Jerry heard the RoyalDiadem.com ad and purchased his wife, Tracy, a beautiful diamond ring from them, which she was showing off on Facebook and other social media. And as a result of that, since Jerry mentioned Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when making his purchase, we received a check from RoyalDiadem.com for 100% of the profits from that sale. And it was quite a healthy check, I might add. So you could help us exactly as Jerry did. If you have any intention to purchase jewelry for yourself or someone you love, please. please purchase it from royaldiadem.com. And please do so soon, because we have no idea when they're going to pull the plug on this opportunity where we get 100% of the profits. That's royaldiadem.com. Always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We are now back with Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III, and we are talking about the importance of nouthetic or biblical counseling. And if you have a question, send it to chrisarnson@gmail.com and give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Before I go to any listener questions, Joe, I have heard from nouthetic counselors that when people are searching for a Christian counselor, the one thing that they should not do is arrange a meeting with someone who only specifically uses the phrase Christian counselor as the way that to identify themselves. That may sound strange to our listeners, but the term Christian counselor is a huge umbrella, and as you've already mentioned, there is a lot of heresy under that umbrella very frequently, and that you must look for biblical counselors, or specifically nouthetic counselors. Am I correct in stating that?
I would agree with that, because many, even some of the famous names of counselors today, that evangelical counselors, are more humanistic than they are Christian. So you want to ask, first of all, for nouthetic counselor. Do you practice nouthetic counseling? And that will limit it greatly. But they're around. And even though some of the disciples of J. Adams have compromised on some of his basic biblical principles because they were too strong or too demanding upon people. But you want to ask, do you practice nouthetic counseling, or what do you think of J. Adams? That's a good way to do it.
Okay, and by the way, folks, nouthetic is spelled N-O-U-T-H-E-T-I-C.
Yes, sir. That's it.
And
I didn't finish telling you about the guy that I had write a letter.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
He wasn't mentally ill. He wasn't physically sick. So what did I finally tell him? He worked hard for 40 years. And he'd been retired for about 5 years and had done nothing. I said, sir, let me give you a verse. If a man doesn't work, neither should he eat. That if a person works hard all his life and then stops any kind of work whatsoever, he'll be dead in just two or three, 4 years. So you need to go to work. You need to do something. Get out of bed, whether you feel like it or not. And go to work, because that was his basic problem. Worked hard all his life and then quit working. What do you expect in a person's life other than losing control of himself? So the Bible does work. I guarantee it works. I have been using nouthetic counseling for at least 50 years. And I can testify that it does work, and that modern approaches to counseling do not work. They don't expect them to work because they want their $100 a half hour for their counseling. Find out, first of all, if your preacher's a counselor. You know, in some states, because counseling, biblical counseling, is so threatening, some states have made it illegal.
Wow.
For preachers to preachers call themselves family counselors.
You mean just to use the title?
Yeah. Can't use the title. And so tell your preacher not to be intimidated by these people.
Right.
That he's the only counselor who can really counsel families. Also, some states have outlawed conversion therapy for homosexuals. They've made it against the law to tell a homosexual that he can change his homosexuality and not be homosexual anymore. And of course, that's the way we approach homosexuals, is that it's not DNA, it's not genetic, it's not something natural at all. It is the result of a defiant decision. And Paul says, no homosexual can enter the kingdom of heaven, but such were some of you.
Amen.
And so in some states, it's illegal to say that.
Wow.
But tell your preacher not to be intimidated by these people.
Now, there have been Christians and churches and individuals, pastors and so on, who have trivialized the magnitude of the concept of repentance. And, you know, there's a slogan that had become famous. I'm not even sure who coined it, but pray the gay away, as if, I mean, obviously the Lord transforms people through prayer, but to put it in such a way, it almost sounds like a magical spell where, you know, you, if you pray, you're automatically going to be transformed out of being a homosexual or a practitioner of it.
Yeah.
And of course, there are many evangelicals who treat salvation itself that way. They go forward and recite a prayer and you will be saved, as if salvation is under the control of an individual. How do you respond to that? I mean, and also, I'm assuming that you would agree that not everything that would call itself conversion therapy when it comes to homosexuality is good, safe, healthy, or biblical.
All right. Biblical conversion therapy includes faith in Christ alone for salvation and the turning from sin to a renewed obedience to God's law. So repentance is not optional. It is something that's absolutely required if we're going to be saved. I was, back when I was in college and seminary, I didn't have a car because I couldn't afford one. So whenever I went anywhere to preach, I would hitchhike. And since I was bigger than anybody to pick me up, I wasn't worried about anybody beating me up. and so I got picked up by this young guy, and I was sitting there in the front seat, and I noticed between us, there was a copy of Campus Crusades for Spiritual Laws. So I hadn't told him I was a Christian yet. I thought I'd give him an opportunity to practice on me. And so I didn't tell him I was a Christian. I didn't just say anything. I said, what's that little pamphlet on the seat between us? Well, he took that as a great opportunity to witness. And so he went through every law for spiritual laws. And God loves you, Jesus died for you, ask Jesus into your heart, etc. And so after he got through, I looked at him and I said, you know, there's something you didn't say that I've heard people say. And I've heard people talk about repentance. Why didn't you say anything about repentance? He said, oh, we don't get to talk about repentance till we get people saved. and so I quoted to him, Jesus said, I tell ye nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I preached the other day a sermon in which I said, conversion today is so easy. It is you make a cool, calm, collected, intellectual decision to follow Christ. And it is so easy today. But repentance is not easy. And believing in Jesus is not easy. And living the Christian life is not easy. So if you go to a church and everything is so easy and so cool and so intellectual, I would go to another church. Because repentance includes changing from whatever you believe and whatever kind of life you lived before you were a Christian to an entirely different kind of life, demanded by the law of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit to live. And without repentance, faith isn't really faith. The first great mark and proof of faith in Christ is you want to serve Him and bow down to Him as your Lord and turn from the sins in your life that are displeasing to Him. So repentance plays a very important part in counseling. When we counsel people, many of them, the reason that they're having the problems that they're having is usually because of some sin in their life, because some act of disobedience, because some approach to life, some way of looking at life that's contrary to the Word of God, some way of living life that's contrary to the Word of God. And to solve that problem, repentance is absolutely necessary. In fact, there are three primary characteristics.
And by the way, could you go through those three primary characteristics when we return from the midway break?
Sure.
And folks, just keep in mind that you have to be patient with us because the midway break is a little longer than the other breaks because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle of the show because they are required by the FCC to localize this program geographically to Lake City, Florida, and they do so with their own public service announcements and other things, while we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. So please use this time wisely. Not only write down questions and submit them to chrisarnson@gmail.com for Joe Moorcraft about our discussion today on the importance of nouthetic counseling, but also please write down as much of the contact information as you possibly can for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully respond to our advertisers, keeping in mind we absolutely positively rely upon our advertisers to exist. We need the finances that comes through our advertisers to remain on the air. So please either purchase their products and use their services and visit their churches, or when it's absolutely impossible for you to do any of those things for one reason or another, please at the very least thank our listeners for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That should go a long way to convince them that their money is not being spent in vain and that their money is helping to bless the lives of thousands of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners. So please at least thank our advertisers by using their contact information you hear in the commercials. And again, send in your questions to Joe Moorcraft, to chrisarnson@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Please do not go away.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnzen has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
Have you noticed the gap that exists between the Sunday morning sermon and the Sunday school classroom or the small group study? So often we experience great preaching from the pulpit, but when it comes time to study God's Word in those smaller settings, well, let's be honest, it leaves a lot to be desired. It seems like it is nearly impossible to find good curriculum out there today that is true to the Word of God and is built upon sound doctrine. Much less, it's hard to find curriculum that will actually teach people how to study the Bible. Hi there, my name is Jordan Tu, and I am the Executive Director of the Baptist Publishing House. Our ministry is dedicated to providing local churches with sound Bible study resources. Our quarterly curriculum is titled The Baptist Expositor, and for a good reason. We are Baptist, and we exegete the Scriptures. If you want to have a curriculum that teaches your people how to study the Word of God, I invite you, go to our website, download a free study, BaptistPublishingHouse.com. May God bless you.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvinio, founder of the ReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to NASBible.com. That's NASBible.com to place your order.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And a recommendation for a couple of books that you may wish to purchase from solid-ground-books.com are by the aforementioned Dr. J. Adams, one of which is titled Be Careful How You Listen, How to Get the Most Out of a Sermon, and the other is The Big Umbrella and Other Essays and Addresses on Biblical Counseling, also by Dr. J. Adams. Please go to solid-ground-books.com today. If you've never purchased from them before, please make today your very first purchase. And even if you're a regular customer of solid-ground-books.com, please make your largest purchase ever today, if at all you can afford to do so. The reason why this is especially urgent right now is because, as you may recall, since I've been mentioning it every day for a number of weeks now, solid-ground-books.com is experiencing a book sales crisis, and they need your help. Please go to solid-ground-books.com today and make a purchase, but perhaps start doing your Christmas shopping there. Start doing your Valentine's Day shopping there. Start doing your shopping for any special occasion, and also to bless yourself and replenish your library. We depend on solid-ground-books.com to exist. They are a vital advertiser in our show, and we hope that you would bless them because they have blessed us by purchasing books through them. But I must quickly remind you, you're not only going to be doing solid-ground-books.com a favor by purchasing books from them, and you're not only going to be doing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a favor by keeping one of our most important advertisers happy, you're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you purchase books from solid-ground-books.com an enormous favor of incalculable value, because they bring back into print precious, priceless treasures of literature from the past, dating all the way back to the 16th century Protestant Reformation. Some of these works have never been in print for centuries, and they have been brought back to print by solid-ground-books.com. And they also publish for the first time brand new books by current day authors like Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So they publish nothing but the finest in Reformed Christian literature. So don't look at it, please, like you're just doing them or Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a favor by buying books from them. Go to solid-ground-books.com frequently, purchase generously, always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III in a continuation of our discussion on the importance of nouthetic counseling. I have some important announcements to make. If you love this show, folks, if you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, if you love hearing guests like Dr. Joe Moorcraft on the show and many others, well, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, sending in a physical address, a physical check to a physical address from your post office, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. If you want to advertise with us, as Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia does, whether it's your church, parachurch ministry, your business, your private practice like a law firm or a medical firm, or maybe it's just a special event that you want to promote, as long as it's compatible with what I believe, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign quickly, because we are just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. And keep in mind, folks, I never want Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners to give your own church where you are a member less money than you normally give your church on the Lord's Day in order to bless us financially. In other words, don't cut into the finances that you have set aside for your Lord's Day giving to your own church in order to bless us. Do not do that. Also, if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, please wait until you are back on your feet and more financially stable before you send us a gift financially. But having said that, if you really love the show and you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to provide for church and family, you have extra money in the bank collecting interest, extra money for benevolent, recreational, and trivial purposes, I'm asking you, please, I'm urging you, please, share some of that money with us if you love the show and don't want it to disappear. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. I also want to remind our men in ministry leadership in the audience that the next Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Free Pastors Luncheon will be held on Thursday, June 6th, 2024, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., at the Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, featuring for the first time Dr. Joel Beakey, who is a prolific author, historian, expert on the Puritans, and founder of Puritan Reform Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You don't want to miss this. Please register as quickly as possible, and it is free. I would recommend that you put it on your calendar and register now, even though it's in 2024, because calendars get quickly filled up, so please set that date aside, Thursday, June the 6th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania. That's where I am holding my next biannual free Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon. And last but not least, if you're not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically sound, doctrinally solid church like Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, well, I have extensive lists of faithful churches spanning the globe, and I have helped many people in our audience all over the world find churches, sometimes even within just a couple of minutes from where they live. And that may be you, too, if you're without a church home. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you could send in a question to Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III. And we are discussing the importance of nouthetic counseling. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. Before the break, you are going to begin to list, I believe it was three important elements of saving faith or repentant faith. I can't remember exactly how you phrased it.
Yeah, the three distinctives of nouthetic counseling.
Oh, okay.
They all start with C. The first is compassion. A nouthetic counselor is somebody who has Christ-like compassion for people who are going through troubled times. He's got to be able to weep with those who weep and to rejoice with those who rejoice. He cannot be cold. He's got to be somebody who knows what real compassion is and what real sympathy is for sinners. It's not an intellectual thing. It's something that involves the compassion of the heart. Second, confrontation. Nuthetic counseling involves confrontation. Now, confrontation is a word that we use a lot, but it has connotations with it that I think are unhealthy. For instance, we say we are going to confront somebody, or we are going to confront you, as if it's always a challenging, direct, hostile thing. I think what helps with confrontation is if you say it gently, confrontation, because it's not a challenging thing. It's not even a word of rebuke. It is when you're helping somebody work through their sins so that they can turn from it and renew their obedience to God and strengthen their faith in Christ. It is something that you do. You have to confront them. And so nuthetic counseling takes courage, because it does take courage to confront somebody over his or her sin. A husband, a wife, it takes courage. But you don't be mean about it. But you do have to be honest and forthright and understand that counseling involves confrontation. Point out what it is in their lives that's causing the problem. And thirdly, it's change. Compassion, confrontation, and change. When we're having problems in our lives as individuals, as parents, as married partners, or whatever it is always because there's something about our lives that God wants changed. And so we must help people pinpoint what that is. What are they doing wrong? How are they thinking wrongly about something? And then show them how to straighten out and how not to get this problem again. For instance, I do a lot of counseling on all kinds of things. I try not to do counseling over the telephone, but sometimes I get stuck in doing that. But that when it comes to, say, depression, I've learned through 50 years that 90% of the cases of depression are not clinical depression. Now, there are some real causes of depression that require medical treatment. I don't want to downplay that. Vitamin deficiency, medicine, poor blood circulation. There are actual physical diagnoses of depression that do require a doctor and do require medical treatment. But I also have learned that about 90% of those who are depressed do not need medical treatment. The last thing they need is medical treatment. And so what I learned through the years and by studying the scriptures and by applying the scriptures to people's lives is that most people who are depressed because they dwell on thoughts that tend to depress. So that they just spiral into a hole. There's something happened in their lives, sickness, death, somebody sinned against them. And they just dwell on that. That's always coming up in their mind. And so whenever that thought of a sin, an injury, a sickness, a death comes into their mind, they drop their shoulders and they get depressed. And then they stay depressed. Because they dwell on that thought over and over and over. Not in terms of what's a cure for this, what's the solution for this, but they just dwell on that thought that tends to depress over and over and over, spiraling downwards. So the way you get over that kind of depression is by disciplining yourself to quit dwelling on thoughts that tend to depress. You can control your mind. You can control your emotions. And so you can keep from dwelling on certain thoughts. It may take a lot of effort. It will take discipline. And you may have to work very hard at getting thoughts out of your mind. And you do that by dwelling on other things. You dwell on good things, on how much your family loves you, on biblical thoughts and biblical truths and biblical doctrines. You let your mind be filled with what is true and what is good and what is wholesome. And you fill your mind with those things. And when you fill your mind with those things, then the peace of God that passes all understanding guards your heart and your mind. So depression is not a big monster that comes upon you uncontrollably, and you can't do anything about it. Depression is caused by thought mostly. It's caused by thoughts that tend to depress. And so the way you keep from getting depressed is don't allow those thoughts to dominate your thinking. When they come up in your mind, turn from them. Even if you have to turn from the same thought 10 times and fill your mind with wholesome, beautiful, good, true things, reading the Bible. If you have a $50,000 computer, but it's not plugged into the power, it's not going to do you any good whatsoever. And that's the way it is with the Bible. That you can have the Bible and you can call yourself a Bible-believing Christian, but if you're not plugged into the power of that word, that power is not going to show itself in your life. So you must be somebody who's reading the scriptures, living in it, going to churches where the word of God is preached, where you have preachers that preach and teach the whole counsel of God and not just part of it, where they know how to expound it and they know how to apply it to your life. So sitting under sound preaching regularly, week after week after week, and reading the Bible on your own and having family worship on your own are all very important, indispensable ways of causing that depression not to dominate your life. So depression, most of it, caused by thoughts that tend to depress. You can discipline your mind. You can say no to them. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. It takes daily dogged discipline. It takes a life lived out in the Word of God, a life dependent upon God for everything in your life. I have at least one sermon on sermonaudio.com called How to Handle Depression. And if anybody's out there listening, I would recommend those sermons.
I am definitely going to listen to them myself.
Yeah. How to Handle Depression.
And, you know, you were talking about the fact that God has given us an ability to control our thoughts. I have found it very dominant in our culture for quite a long time that it is, humanity is fed the lie that the sexual urge is such a powerful element of the human life that it's something that we cannot control. And therefore, we should expect single people to be having sex before marriage. We should expect people to be seeking to fulfill their sexual appetites, no matter what those may be. They may be unnatural and damning. And, of course, all sexual activity and even thought, as far as lust is concerned, outside of marriage between one man and one woman, is damning. But this idea that, you know, we have to have sex education in schools and we have to teach kids how to use condoms, because it's laughably ridiculous to expect that people will not have sex until they're married.
And of course, that's another example of non-biblical counseling.
Right.
In the Bible, you are responsible for your thoughts. If you have lustful thoughts for a woman in your heart, you've committed adultery. The Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So why would the Bible say things like guard your heart if you couldn't guard your heart? That you have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and you as a Christian, and you can say no when you need to say no, and you can say it decisively, and you can say yes when you need to say yes, and you say it decisively. So I was trying to think of another instance, but it'll come to me again. But that shows our culture does not believe that man is responsible for all of his actions. It's his environment. It's because his grandmother didn't raise him properly. It's because of his genes or his chromosomes, or it's because of the dominant external influence on his life, that we're not responsible for anything. We're just helpless victims to all of these influences of society all around us. So we cannot be blamed. We must always blame other people. But that's a myth, of course. And it's because we live in a world that does not believe that man is made in the image of God. We live in a world that does not believe that man is accountable to obey the law of God in thought, word, and deed. And we live in a world where it believes that the law of God is irrelevant. So, for instance, people often talk about this to me, they come to counseling, I have this uncontrollable anger that it just comes upon me and I can't control it. And I say there's no such thing as an uncontrollable anger. There's uncontrolled anger, but there's not uncontrollable anger. And I said, I'll give you a simple way of proving it. I went to see this family in near our church one time, and they were having a big argument. And I could hear them arguing when I came up to the door and knocked on the door. But when I knocked on the door and opened it, they saw me. They totally changed. They said, well, Pastor Marcraft, it's good to see you. Come on in. And they just been beating each other up verbally before they opened the door. So don't think there's such a thing as an uncontrollable anger. There's only an uncontrolled anger. Or another thing is, people often come to me and how can I avoid stressful situations in my life? And I say there's no such thing as a stressful situation. There's no situation in your life that causes you stress. Stress is something you do to yourself. When you're not looking at life a certain way, you're not living life a certain way, you're not trusting God for what you need to live life, it's not a situation. It's not your work. You don't have a stressful work. Your work's not stressful. You put this stress on yourself. You're responsible for this stress, not your work, because of a failure to live or think in terms of the Word of God. So that appears to be so harsh, so unloving. That's why a lot of modern humanists do not like nuthetic counseling, because it makes a human being fully responsible for all of his actions.
And we have a listener, and those of you who have been listening to this program long enough to remember my former co-host before he relocated from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where I am located, and is now a resident of Fitchburg, Massachusetts. But if you've been listening to this program at least since 2015, when I relaunched the show after moving from New York to Pennsylvania, you will remember my co-host Buzz Taylor. Well, Buzz has a question for Dr. Moorcraft, and I must also add that Buzz is an enormous admirer of Dr. Moorcraft and his writings and his sermons, and his late mother also was always thrilled to hear Dr. Moorcraft on this program. But Buzz in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, and he says, yes, it's me. He asks, what is your take on mental illness and chemical imbalances, etc., as it relates to professional counseling?
There is such a thing, obviously, as chemical imbalance. That, first of all, let me say, is a catch-all phrase. When a doctor or a psychiatrist cannot figure out what's exactly wrong with you, it must be chemical imbalance. So in my opinion, a lot of the diagnosis of chemical imbalance is not chemical imbalance, though there is such a thing. For instance, when you twist your ankle, I'm talking from years of basketball experience. If you twist your ankle real badly, then you're going to have a sense of nausea as well. And a twisted ankle causes chemical imbalance. Or jet lag. I do not handle jet lag very well, coming or going across the Atlantic. But jet lag is a chemical imbalance. So it's not the end of the world when you have chemical imbalance. There's a way of treating them. Vitamins, sleep. So the chemical imbalance is not the worst thing in the world. It can be if it's physically caused by some particular disease or something wrong with your blood or something like that. And that should require medical treatment. But having mental chemical imbalance is not an well, let's put it this way. Chemical imbalance is never in the Bible said to be symptoms of chemical imbalance are not disobedient to the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
So people use chemical imbalance to excuse all kinds of disobedience, but disobedience to the law of God is not a symptom. It is of a chemical imbalance. It's because of a choice you make in life. Just like homosexuality is not a sickness, it is a defiant, deliberate choice that a person makes. So I'm glad he asked that question, because I don't want to downplay doctors. I don't want to downplay going to see doctors. I don't want to downplay taking medicine when it's required. But you've got to think about all these things Christianly, and you've got to start with the Bible first. Is there anything in my life that's causing me to have these schizophrenic tendencies of wanting to live two different kind of lives? Because I don't like the reality as I see it. I want another kind of reality. I don't like the reality that God has made. I want to recreate reality in a way that satisfies me. So whereas there are legitimate medical concerns and legitimate use for doctors, we must also, if we think we have something that's medically wrong with us, go to a godly doctor who knows nuthetic counseling.
Yeah, you just said, go ahead, I'm sorry.
See if there's anything diagnosably wrong with you, physically diagnosably wrong with you. And if there is, do what he says. But our problems, 9 out of 10, are not caused by sicknesses, but are caused by sins in our lives.
Amen. And you said something key there that may not be the easiest thing to do, finding an MD who is a godly Christian who understands and believes
how
in new
things. True is that. There are several in and around Atlanta, And they have one of them called Rhett Bergeron has a Christian medical conference once a year. It has mm-hmm. all kinds of people come with big name speakers like Martin Selbridge and others.
Right. I've had the doctor on my show.
Yes, you have. And they deal with all of the various medical, ethical issues that we have to deal with today.
Well, this all is connected to a listener question. We have King in Patrick, South Carolina. And he says, I'm so glad that you are breaking the stereotype of nuthetic counselors who I have heard always try to tell people to not seek medical help for the problems of depression or mental issues. I think this could be extremely dangerous, especially if these ministers or counselors are telling everyone and anyone to stop taking the medication they have been on, etc.
I have known many, many nuthetic counselors over 50 years. I don't know any authentic nuthetic counselor that tells people never go to doctors, never take medicine. I know people who claim to be nuthetic counselors, but they don't really know what that is.
Right.
They're always on the fringe of every movement. There's going to be these extreme fanatics that causes everybody to look at nuthetic counseling as if they were all these extreme people. But I have never met a nuthetic counselor that's a genuine nuthetic counselor that has told people never go to doctors and never take medicine.
And this listener, King, in Patrick, South Carolina, follows up. The thing that's difficult in knowing when an individual should be on some kind of medication is regaining trust in doctors and the medical community, especially after we have been lied to by doctors over and over again in the media during the COVID pandemic. We have been told by doctors and scientists to wear masks when we know now that these were useless. We have been told by doctors and scientists to take the COVID vaccines, which may be involved in the death of more people than we are aware of. This is a harder yes. task than perhaps it used to be to find a doctor
yes,
you can
sir.
Trust.
I couldn't agree with this man more, that there are doctors that are owned by the state, that are slaves of the culture, and we must be very careful. I'll tell women, don't go to a gynecologist that believes in abortion. And that means asking them. That means you got to be courageous. And you ask them their opinion on things like this. There are great doctors that you can trust. My son-in-law is a doctor. My other son-in-law is a nurse practitioner. They both know nuthetic counseling. They're one of the leading vascular surgeons in Atlanta who operated in about 8 hospitals. Very famous vascular surgeon, practiced nuthetic counseling. So they're out there.
Yes, in fact, my doctor.
You got to go to the trouble of finding them.
My doctor, Dr. Joel Yeager, here in Pennsylvania, is a courageous, godly, reformed Christian doctor who is publicly on his website and in his practice when he would counsel patients. He has always been publicly, openly, and vehemently opposed to masks as a preventative for COVID and other viruses. He has also been warning about the dangers of the vaccines for the coronavirus. And I urge anybody who lives in the Pennsylvania area to look up heritagefamilyhealth.org, heritagefamilyhealth.org. We have to go to our final commercial break right now. And if you have a question for Dr. Moorcraft, there are still a couple of people waiting to have their questions asked. So if you have a question, send it in immediately to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church, a Christ-centered, gospel-driven church looking to spread the gospel in the southwest portion of Long Island, New York, and play our role in fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting and sending for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're delighted to be a part of Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio advertising family. At Lynbrook Baptist Church, we believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God, inerrant in the original writings, complete as the revelation of God's will for salvation, and the supreme and final authority in all matters to which they speak. We believe in salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This salvation is based upon the sovereign grace of God, was purchased by Christ on the cross, and is received through faith alone, apart from any human merit, works, or ritual. Salvation in Christ also results in righteous living, good works, and appropriate respect and concern for all who bear God's image. If you live near Lynbrook, Long Island, or if you're just passing through on the Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and join us in worship. For details, visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org. This is Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church reminding you that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. May the Lord bless you in the knowledge of Himself.
McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnson's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy, used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We are devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth Love Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, president and professor of systematic and homiletical theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylors, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
It's such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favourite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards, and Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers: Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Welcome back. I just want to give a couple of quick shout-outs. First of all, you've been hearing ads for Truth Love Parent.com. And I want to strongly recommend them because they practice nouthetic and biblical counseling. That's truthloveparent.com. And A.M. Brewster is the biblical counselor from that ministry that we have featured many times in this program and will continue to do so. Also, I want to remind you that you've been hearing ads for the Historical Bible Society every day for years. Please don't forget that that fine ministry is founded by its president, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, a dear friend of mine dating back to the early 1990s, and he is a valuable sponsor of this program. If you're a victim of a serious personal injury or medical malpractice anywhere in the United States, please call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT, or visit the website 1-800-NOW-HURT.com, 1-800-NOW-HURT.com. Please always mention that you heard about the law firm of Buttafuoco and Associates from Chris Aronson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Last but not least, I want to give another plug for our friends at Solid Ground Christian Books. There is another book that I want to highlight today, especially since this program is being conducted in loving memory of the late Lou Priolo, who passed on to glory and eternity with Christ this week. Solid-ground-books.com carries his book, A Practical Guide to Biblical Husbanding, A Practical Guide to Biblical Husbanding by Lou Priolo, and you can get that at solid-ground-books.com. Okay, we have time for at least one more listener question. We have Violet in Lumber City, Georgia. How close is that to coming, Pastor Joe?
I don't know.
Okay, well, Violet asks, do you think it's legitimate for a biblical counselor and a pastor and elders, when counseling someone, to reach the conclusion that they are indeed demon-possessed? It seems that Reformed Christians in general tend to shy away from such a possibility in our day and age.
Well, that is a good question. I believe in the existence of demons. I don't believe in some views of spiritual warfare where everything is demonic. I've been in the pastorate now since 1969. I don't know that I've ever met a demon-possessed woman, person. Now, maybe there's one woman that I met that came close to being even possessed. But other than that one woman, I don't think I've ever seen a demon possessed person. Now, I believe in demon possession. I believe not every in evangelical circles, there's more said about Satan and demons than the Bible reveals. And so, therefore, we've got to be careful that we determine all of our views of demons and Satan by the Bible and not by just our feelings or experiences. And also, many evangelical Christians give more credit to Satan than they do to Christ himself. But as one man said, Satan is the good shepherd's sheepdog that he uses to keep his sheep in line.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is completely and entirely under the control of Christ. And by the death of Christ, Satan's power and influences were all greatly curtailed. So, after saying all that, I think there's such a thing as demon possession. I think the less a culture is influenced by the gospel, the more demon possession you'll see, and the more a culture is influenced by the gospel, the less demon possession you'll see. So I believe there's such a thing. I believe there's no kind of trick to expelling them except by prayer, praying that Christ would expel it. If there's demon possession, that Christ would remove it, cast the demons out without any kind of rituals or any kind of secret little rites or things like that. But I just don't know. I think there's only been one demon-possessed woman I've ever known.
Well, I'd like you to summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today about this subject.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can meet, overcome, live with, grow from every situation that life brings before me, knowing that every episode in life is governed by a sovereign God. God says in Isaiah, I create good times and I create calamitous times. I am the Lord who does all these things.
Hallelujah. Well, I want to remind our listeners, the website for Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia is heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Don't forget also about the 8-volume commentary written by my guest, Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III, called Authentic Christianity, the 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism, the Westminster Larger Catechism. If you want to find out more about that, go to comprehensivechristianity.com. Comprehensivechristianity.com. You can also go to westminstercommentary.com. Westminstercommentary.com. And folks, please, if you're a man in the ministry, do not forget whether you are a pastor, elder, deacon, parachurch leader, I'm having my next biannual free Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon on Thursday, June the 6th, 2024, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, featuring for the first time Dr. Joel Beakey, founder and president of Puritan Reform Theological Seminary. Please register by sending me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line. And remember, this is for men in ministry leadership only. Brother Joe, that you have an open door in Iron Sharpens Iron Radio studio to return as a guest as frequently as you wish. I look forward to many future visits from you and interviews, and very soon as well.
I love it. I'll be glad to do it.
And I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.